There was more gridlock yesterday in the Assembly as tougher gun laws and suicide prevention topped the list of topics under discussion. Democrats pushed for a pair of gun regulation bills to be taken up in special session, while Republicans had their own plans on addressing mental health and overall health care. As has been the case, though, with the partisan divide, came difficulty for both parties. WUWM's Mayon Silver reports.
Yesterday, Democrats wanted the Assembly to debate tougher gun laws in a special session called by Governor Tony Evers last month. In a rally and a press conference before the Assembly was set to meet, Democrats championed universal background checks and a red flag law that would allow judges to take guns away from people deemed to be a threat. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz pushed the Assembly for bipartisan support.
If we can agree on the intent or the goal, which again, is trying to keep firearms out of those hands that are a threat to themselves or others. If we can agree on that, then let's move forward and support this common sense legislation. And if there are problems that you find with the language, then let's sit down. Let's have a public hearing. Let's hear those things.
Republicans have traditionally said these bills would infringe on Second Amendment rights. But instead of taking up the Democrats' gun bills via special session, Republicans, who controlled the Assembly, met in a regular session to focus on override of several of Governor Evers' line item vetoes from the 2019-2021 budget. This resulted in several inquiries to the chair from frustrated Democrats, like this one from Democratic Representative Mark Spreitzer.
Mr. Speaker, it is now over an hour past 2 p.m., and it is my understanding that the governor, under Executive Order 54, called a special session on gun safety to begin at 2 p.m., again, over an hour ago. I'm wondering if the chair intends to convene that special session.
I intend to continue regular session until it's complete.
Do you intend to convene the special session at any point today?
I intend to continue the regular session until it's complete.
Republicans instead proposed bills addressing suicide prevention they say would be more effective than a red flag law. Again, a red flag law lets a judge take away a person's gun if they're a threat to themselves or others. One proposal from the Republicans would create a grant program to pay gun shop owners to store guns voluntarily turned over by gun owners or their families. Another bill would create a new suicide prevention program within the State Department of Health Services. Republicans ultimately adjourned without taking up the gun bills the Democrats wanted. But Democrats, in turn, derailed Republican goals. They wouldn't go along with the GOP override of Governor Evers' vetoes. Evers had vetoed $15 million in funding to create a Northwestern Wisconsin Regional Mental Health Crisis Center. Under the veto, the money goes instead to the Mendota Juvenile Mental Health Facility. Not a single Democrat voted to override, and Republicans didn't have enough votes for the two-thirds required to pass. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tore into Democrats for not supporting what he says would be better local care.
So here we are. If you didn't think you actually wanted to stand up for your districts, for the people who are from Northwestern Wisconsin, you chose instead to say, we're going to pay higher property taxes, because who do you think transports those people to actually go to the mental health facility? It's deputies that aren't on the road arresting people who might have a gun, because they're transporting people 5 hours each way to be able to go to a facility to get the care that they need.
Republicans attempted two other veto overrides and were shot down. Democratic Minority Leader Gordon Hintz says the overrides were scheduled to deflect from Republicans not taking up gun control bills in a special session. Republicans argued if Democrats were serious about combating mental health issues, they would have voted for the overrides. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.